This update is brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Services, LLC of Bad Axe. Rooney has the equipment and know-how to get your job done right and on time. See Rooney in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Communities throughout the Thumb are doing spring cleaning just like what Imlay City will be doing at 8:30 a.m. on May 18th. The effort is being spearheaded by the community's Rotary Club. Work will start with the Rotary Club's park on East 1st Street. Volunteers are being sought to pick up trash and spread mulch. When the work is done at the park, the next project will be cleaning up the Butterfly Garden on 3rd Street. Besides cleaning up the area, mulch will be put down on areas that need it. Participants are asked to bring their own rakes, shovels, and gloves. To go along with that, the DPW will be picking up brush clippings on the first and third Monday of the month through November. For more information about the city's brush policy, go to imlaycity.org. Regarding cleanup, it was announced there will be a household hazardous waste cleanup collection on September 18th at the Eastern Michigan State Fairgrounds. For a list of acceptable and unacceptable items, see this story on thumbnet.net. And for more information, you can call 810-667-0341. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen has announced that the Sheriff's Office will honor National Police Week by adding some flair to their uniforms. Starting today, all staff members will wear a black ribbon over their badges as a symbol of respect and remembrance for the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities. National Police Week originated in 1962 when President Kennedy designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Since then, this week has been a time to honor law enforcement officers nationwide. Locally, attention turns to two individuals from the Huron County Sheriff's Department who gave their lives in the line of duty. Sheriff Joseph J. Murray tragically lost his life on Lake Huron on June 2, 1932, while Deputy Sheriff Kelly J. Vermash passed away in a patrol car accident on June 11, 2000. As we observe National Police Week from May 11th to May 17th, let us reflect on the dedication and commitment of these fallen heroes. Their sacrifice serves as a reminder of the dangers law enforcement officers face daily as they work to ensure the safety of our communities. And we'll return with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
From erecting a new building to putting up large trusses, I-beams, and complete structures, erecting modular homes, and more, Rooney Crane Services has you covered. Rooney has the cranes, earth movers, excavating and horsepower machinery, everything to complete your project. You name it, Rooney can move it and lift it. Rooney Contracting of Bad Axe can prevent your driveway from turning into a muddy mess. Rooney Contracting can grade, form, add gravel, crush concrete, or crushed asphalt to repair or improve your driveway permanently. Rooney does sewer and water installation with on-site preparation and more. Call Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Service, LLC of Bad Axe at 989-269-7132 for a free estimate. Contact Rooney Contracting for all your contracting, excavating, and crane needs today. For any project you have, Rooney can handle it. Again, that's 989-269-7132 for Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Service, LLC of Bad Axe.
Prosecutors say a man has pleaded no contest to manslaughter for fatally shooting a Detroit police officer during a 2019 domestic violence incident at the home they shared. Eddie Ray Jr. Johnson of Garden City, Michigan, was originally charged with first-degree murder and felony firearm for the 2019 killing of Detroit Police Sergeant Elaine Williams. But Wayne County's prosecutor says Johnson had pleaded no contest Friday to manslaughter under a plea agreement that calls for a sentence of 3 years of probation. Prosecutors said Johnson and Williams were domestic partners when they returned home intoxicated from a bar and began arguing. Johnson said he shot Williams after she shot him. The alleged sexual encounter at the center of Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial got a graphic airing in court this past week as porn actor Stormy Daniels shared her account before a rapt jury. Daniels' testimony about her time with Trump was by far the most awaited moment of the trial, which now enters its fourth week of witnesses as prosecutors come close to wrapping up their historic case. But it wasn't all salaciousness. Manhattan jurors saw documentary evidence meant to directly tie Trump to the hush money payments that were sent to Daniels in what prosecutors say was an effort to buy her silence in the weeks before the 2016 presidential election. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Services, LLC of Bad Axe. Rooney has the equipment and know-how to get your job done right and on time. See Rooney in Bad Axe. And locally here at the station, the temperature is 48 degrees, 42 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northwest at 17 miles per hour, gusting to 23 miles per hour. And the humidity is at 91%.